This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm a queen of the people, and I say, let them bathe!
Idaho? No. Bermuda ho.
Bermuda ho.
I couldn't think of anything.
I actually really like that.
Oh, okay.
Bermuda ho.
Oh, I got a point. Well, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this here's Privilege Twinks.
It's podcast where we don't go ahead and recap the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis wants to go to Utah, possibly.
I mean, we've said that multiple times.
But you're thinking about doing it for your birthday.
Contemplating.
Where else are you between?
Seattle.
And anything else?
Maybe. I don't know, maybe.
What would the other one be?
I don't know.
Well, it is our 6-year anniversary today.
Anniversary who?
So, happy anniversary, babe.
Me.
I got you this podcast.
Oh, so sweet.
That's what I got you. Well, what do you think of this episode?
What did I think of this episode? It was okay. It was good.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, there was some chatter. Nothing too crazy.
It seems like we're about to get, banger after banger after banger until the end. Because next week's pirate party, they've shown that in every trailer.
Yeah.
At some point, Heather gets this damn phone call.
It'll probably be the last episode.
Yeah. The last minute of the last episode.
But there's still 3 episodes left, right?
There's 3, yeah.
I feel like they've filmed the reunion extra early.
Maybe. Maybe it just worked out with everyone's scheduling or whatever.
Yum, 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 yum. But it's exciting. This is their first... Did they go on an international trip season 1?
No.
Right, so this is their first international trip ever.
And it does look very gorgeous. I want to go there.
No.
Maybe that's where we should go.
Right. I looked at tickets. They're not crazy.
That's like... What, do we have to fly to Florida first?
Or New York.
Yeah. We need to pick something on this side.
I know.
If we're gonna go international.
Alright.
Maybe Japan.
Well.
Would that leave from here?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. You said well, I thought you were, I didn't know if you were saying, well, that's
not. I was thinking about going to Norway, and that's just gonna be, there's no way around that.
We're gonna have to go to New York first for that.
Yeah.
Long flights ahead, but we are definitely going to do that next year. We're officially doing our honeymoon, finally.
Woohoo!
We haven't planned it, but we're going to do it next year.
But we're going.
All right, you ready to get into the episode? Do you have anything else? Any housekeeping?
Housekeeping! No. It's just...
No. Can we talk about how Salt Lake, there's 4 different housewives airing right now, and Salt Lake is the best?
Is it the best? It is the best.
What would you think? It's not Potomac.
No.
Potomac's not hitting this year.
Neither is Miami that hard.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you what happened on Miami yet. I can, but there's nothing going on, really.
Yeah. And Beverly Hills is Beverly Hills Inc.
I'm happy that we have this weird-ass Camille... Or, not Camille. Denise's situation going on. And we have Camille and Faye at the same table.
Yeah. I think Beverly Hills is giving this year.
Name them.
Name them.
Name them.
And they're being extra shady.
They're being very shitty in their confessionals.
Yeah. So.
It reminds me of, like, Potomac and their confessionals.
But I would say, you're right, Salt Lake is the best.
Salt Lake is the best. And we happen to have the podcast about it.
Did you see they had an interview with Heather saying she would never film with Monica again?
Yes, and supposedly she even told that to Andy.
In private? And
So, I don't feel like it's ever good when a housewife gives an ultimatum, because it's scary.
Yeah, if Monica's good for the show, then they'll keep her, and you can go.
Yeah. I mean, also, Heather brings, like, she is the mom of the glue that holds it all together energy sometimes, but sometimes she doesn't really bring much at all.
Yeah.
Besides that.
I've always liked Heather, but I don't think... I mean, I'm interested to see the reunion, because I want to say, oh, I understand why she's saying that. Like, is she... My brain just went... Does she have a good reason?
Yeah, well, apparently the phone call isn't even about... that she did another interview, and the phone call isn't even about the Beauty Lab stuff.
Yeah, because...
She said it's a piece of it.
Oh, well, because... The lawsuit was filed after the trip. And before the reunion, I suppose.
So, we shall see what... I guess it's not about that. So, that makes me happy, because I don't like... I didn't like knowing or thinking I knew what that phone call was.
Yeah. Yeah. And we still are going to find out about the black eye. Whitney said that she now believes Heather's story.
I forgot about that.
Whitney says she now believes Heather's story, after whatever...
What story?
I guess the final story she wound up on.
Well, what
she told multiple stories, so really, I'm not sure. That could be a true statement, because which story is she referring to? I don't know.
Okay, but I forgot about that. That Andy did say on Watch What Happens Live that we would get more about the black eye this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, do you want to get into it? I think that's all the other things that are happening offline. Oh, Whitney... is selling bath bombs, and she dropped them yesterday.
Yeah, and she said to use in your clean bathtub.
So
alone,
yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, so shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Everyone is packing. Versace.
Versace.
She's still sponsored by Versace at this point.
I know.
Monica is bleaching her mustache. She looks crazy. Her kids remind me of, like, cartoon children that are just, like, always running around doing something. Like, one of them was, like, unhooking her clothes. She's, like, other one's, like, wearing her giant red heels. I like that. Meredith is, like, trying to talk to Brooks, but he's just, like, rolling his face.
Yeah. Do you think they added that sound effect in, or do you think it was squeaky?
I thought about that, too, because... We watched an episode of Watch What Happens Live. No, it was on Las Culturistas when Andy was on. They asked him, did they edit in the squeaky wheelchair from Miami? And he said he didn't think it was edited in. But I think it had to have been. Or the audio just picked up like one squeak once and then just replay it over and over again. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, Angie packs a Greek flag bathing suit. Did you know she's Greek?
Did you know?
Whitney
told you.
Packs Heather's book, which I thought was funny.
Tosses it in.
And Justin basically is like, are you excited for the trip? And she said she's not, because she's like irritated with Lisa because of everything that we know about their friend's little blow up thing they had at Meredith's party.
Yeah.
And... she said, I feel like I'm always there for her in her moments, but she's never there for me in my moments.
Do you feel like she's shown that on the show? Or do you think she's just saying in their private lives?
I don't...
Because I don't know that I would say Whitney's been a huge Lisa stan. Or, like, been...
She's a stan.
Or I should say, when has Whitney supported Lisa?
I don't think she really has that much on the show, aside from just, like, friend things. Like, being, like, kikiing. Do you think she has?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think she's, like, always... aside from the rumors last year, the Woomas... Was that last year or the year before?
Which rumors?
The Lakers.
That was last year, at the beginning.
Right.
But She never really, like, Lisa never really got mad at Whitney. She got more mad at Meredith.
Right. But that wasn't being there for your friend. And then they became friends over the course of that season. I just haven't, I'm like, yes, I get it. I'm just saying I haven't seen, when she said that, I was like, you must be talking about your private life.
Yeah, I think she is. All right, now at the airport, we find out Whitney hasn't talked to Lisa since the event, aside from texting her, and she didn't respond.
Which is rude.
It is rude. Especially, I mean, we'll get into this. I'm just kind of like, even if she was so mad at Whitney over that blah blah, just like fucking saying, I'm sorry that I hurt you. I know you're mourning. What do you need from me? It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to, like, not have to defend every single one of your actions and just say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But for some people it is. And Lisa is one of those people.
She doesn't like being wrong.
All right. So Heather said, oh, they're kind of all talking about how Bermuda has this, like, reputation. The Bermuda Triangle. Mm-hmm. Heather said there's a lot of, like, pirate ships and sunken treasure, so they'll probably find Lisa's ring. And Meredith said, why do I have a sinking feeling I'll never be seen again? And so then they get there, they get in the Sprinter van, and Meredith is crazy. They're, like, all cheersing, and she's just, like, wrapped up in, like, three blankets with her sunglasses on.
Yeah. The implication being that she drank and took pills to sleep.
Yeah, Whitney said she took two pills, quote, by accident, and she drank a bunch of cocktails, so.
Mm-hmm. She just put herself into a little timeout.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Do you think it was accidental?
No. I mean, Whitney was implying that she took two per, like she said accidentally, but like, per, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Some people also are really scared to fly over ocean.
And some people just like to go to sleep.
And yeah, but I think if I was on a show and I knew I was going to have to be filming, I wouldn't want to be on the show looking like that. Purposefully.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she knew that she was getting herself into that. Plus, they went from Salt Lake to Bermuda as a long flight. Sorry.
You take a sleeping pill?
Ooh, no. But I remember somebody in my family telling me that they were, and I think it was one of my uncles who had gone to Afghanistan, that somebody else, when they would fly back, he had like a recipe of like, it was like Xanax something and like two beers. Oh. And he would chug it all and then he would like pass out the whole flight.
Did you know the thing about the reason the sand was pink?
No.
Me neither.
I didn't even know the sand was pink, so.
It's crazy that there's, like, enough fish eating sand that it turns it pink. Huh. Like, the whole beach. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. lots of poopy fish.
Alright, they pull up to the house, and it's stunningly beautiful. Huge.
It is really nice.
They, also, Monica impressive. Jokes, like, oh, like, 20 of my house will fit in there. And then the editor's like,
700.
Yeah. Is that what she said?
Yeah. And then, yeah, the editors were editing. It was.
And they really did put 700 of them in there.
Yeah, they're quirky. They're kooky.
Okay, Heather basically makes everybody go find their own room. And they do show that Monica, Heather, and Lisa get a room with a tub. And I guess Whitney, too.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has a tub.
But, okay, someone made a comment about this. Why did everyone have sunglasses on inside at all the whole time?
I don't know. And Angie still has those pink glasses on.
Okay. Someone needs to... Monica needs to act to steal those. So we don't have to see them ever again.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some, like, TV thing, because other housewives do that, too.
If I had that much money... Like Michelle Visage. It would be a different... If my whole thing was I want to be statement sunglasses this year, You wear a different one every time you're on camera. You don't wear the same fucking pair.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she has the money for it, so...
Yeah. Once again, the meme stands true.
Which one?
Sean can't be gay because he wouldn't let her dress like that.
Oh, T. But not all gay people. Well, I mean, whatever. I don't want to talk about his sexuality anymore.
Okay. Meredith, they don't really show her too much being like, I want a bath because I feel sick. They really just show her kind of being like, oh, I guess I didn't get the one with the bath.
Well, she's apparently she said prior to this, and I'm assuming maybe on the bus. Or it wasn't on camera. But she said that she said all she wanted was a room with a bath. So she said it to them at some point.
I'm so over it.
Yeah.
She's so boring to me. Just like as a whole.
Yeah.
I could not believe that we ended the episode talking about the bath still.
I know.
And that it put her in, like, the worst mood for the whole day.
I also am confused by it. Can we just go ahead and just talk about this part so we don't have to talk about it later, even when they bring it up again?
The very end?
I guess. I'm just trying, I don't really want
to spend... You hate when I jump forward, and now you're like, can we jump to the very last scene?
I'm just saying that it's very tired, and, like, I get what she's saying, but, like...
About what? The selfish bath? Stuff?
Yeah, I don't think, like, the whole disrespect and I wasn't feeling well. Okay. I don't know, but also, you're on vacation. Like, you don't own the house. None of the rooms, like, you just take a bath in somebody else's room.
Literally, yeah. That's kind of how I feel. I guarantee you, if she knocked on Heather's door and said, can I take a bath? She would be like, yeah.
Yeah. But I do think as people get older, they get a little quirky about, like, their personal space, because... I don't know. You know, I think when you're younger, most people are willing to, like, sleep on a floor or some a friend's couch or whatever. And then a lot of people, once they hit a certain milestone in life, they then refuse to do that. I don't know if maybe once you get to a certain age, you know, sharing bathrooms is no longer an option.
I guess. I just don't think the whole bath thing would be. To me, it speaks volumes to the fact that Meredith just doesn't have any real friends on the cast. No?
Why? Because she doesn't want to share a bathtub?
Because I get... Because... No, because, like, any of them would... I don't know.
So you agree with her? Because that's basically what she was saying. She was saying, I don't have... Like, nobody on this cast respects me enough or whatever.
To give me their room. But do they? Are you close enough with anybody to say, "Can I use your bathtub?" No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was fair that they had she wasn't feeling well, and you basically everybody had to like run off and get a room. Like, you know, she wasn't gonna do that. And I don't like when they do that. Just assign a room.
Yeah, true. Whatever.
People are gonna be upset either way, so you might as well.
Yeah.
Just pick what you want. I mean, you know, do it in advance.
Okay, so Heather and Lisa are eating lunch at a table. Lisa does invite Monica to come join them, but she's like, I'm going to go check on Meredith. Mm-hmm. Whitney and Angie eat separately, like, down by the pool. And then this is when we find out that Whitney texted Lisa, but she never responded. And Whitney feels like she's, like, telling Angie that she feels like she was the positivity that Lisa needed and that she became a better version of herself when she was with Whitney. Which, that is really presumptuous to say.
Yes.
But then Heather tells Lisa that Whitney is saying all this stuff because I guess she had told that to Heather. And then Lisa now is even more on the defense, like, being like, oh, I wasn't a good person until Whitney came, basically.
Nobody's an influence on me.
She said, give a girl some crystals and she thinks she becomes the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm.
That's shady, but also...
Funny.
Very true, honestly.
Yeah.
Just because... I don't know. I don't love the whole, like, I'm on a healing journey, so now I'm helping everybody else be a better person narrative. That just doesn't seem like someone I would really want to be friends with.
Worry about yourself.
Yeah. So then, she said, do I enjoy our friendship? Sure. But do I feel like a better person with her? No. The only things that make me a better person are God and my husband and my kids.
Yeah. I feel like this was a little overreaction because obviously Lisa gets triggered by people. So clearly she is influenced by people. Yeah. I mean, and also I think... Everybody would say they're good friends. Like, you would say, like, the people that you are close to have impacted you in good ways, right?
Yeah.
So, it doesn't... You know, I've learned things from people. So, it's not a bad thing just to think, oh, because I've become friends with somebody, I've been able to grow as a person and become a better version of myself. That's fine. But it is weird for her to say that.
Yeah, I agree. Right. So, then Monica goes to Meredith's room... Again, she says, it just, all of this just shows the level of respect I have for women in this group, and at this point, it's zero. And I just love how she's saying she doesn't respect anybody because no one gave her their bath, and Monica has a bath in her room and never offers it up.
Nope. Although I will say, it is her birthday trip, technically speaking. True. So, really, she shouldn't have to.
Yeah. And it's not like, I don't know. Again, it just, the whole thing seems so stupid to me.
Yeah. You're on vacation. Like, you don't need to go in the ocean. Yeah. You don't need to take a bath, I guess. But.
So then Monica comes down and joins Heather and Lisa, and she's like, Meredith said that this whole thing just made her realize how selfish everyone is. And we get Lisa again saying, I'm not selfish.
Right. And they all think Meredith's being overdramatic.
But yeah. And Monica in her confessional said she's concerned, but not enough to give up the bathtub.
Yeah.
And then I guess we see that Monica, like, she said even though she's like in a bad place with her mom helped her like set up connections so she can meet family while she's there.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And then we see Whitney, there's like giant fish right by the shore, and Whitney just runs straight for them. I was like, I'm gonna catch one. And that just seems so dangerous. Like, what if they were sharks or like stingrays?
I think you could tell. Like, getting... I mean, you could definitely tell the shape.
I've never seen a giant fish, like, on the shore. Mm. Have you?
No. I've seen sharks.
It's just like when that lizard came in our house and it looked like a snake and I was scared to touch it because what if it was poisonous? That's how I feel about, like, anything.
Yeah.
There's a giant shadow in the water and you're gonna run toward it.
And then immediately fall down.
Yeah. So then we see that a producer has asked Meredith if she's okay, and she says, I'm not well.
Yeah.
So...
Relatable texting.
Yeah. Then Monica, like, shows her kids a view of the ocean and everything, and talks about, like, all the memories she has here. And then a medic goes into Meredith's room to check her blood pressure and give her an IV bag. And then Lisa calls her husband, talking about, like, how sick the house is and things like that. And then we find out their first cultural experience will be drinking rum. Which, that brand of rum with the seal on it is, like, in every liquor store here. Like, you would think that they would get something, like, local to the island.
Yeah, Gosling's, I think it was. But maybe it's from there. I don't know.
I'm sure it is from there. It just seems like it was sponsored by them.
Oh.
Like, instead of going to, like, a local distillery or something like that. They had a random guy.
It's not a big place.
But if they're known for their rum, surely they don't just have one brand.
You never know.
So, then...
Also, okay. Oh. Also, the fact that the only thing the medic said on camera was that...
She's dehydrated.
Dehydrated. And all that was because she was dehydrated. It's like, okay, you just... Or you're on the come down.
Yeah.
Or you're just really milking it.
I mean, it's probably that one, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, she's already thought that milking it could get her a tub. And it didn't. So then, now she just is stuck doing it. For the rest of the day. Yeah. Apparently.
Move the rest of the day.
So, we find out Monica only has recently started drinking in her 30s.
Yeah.
When she was excommunicated from the church. And Whitney comes down wearing, like, a giant orange... Or, like, an orange suit. And Monica said she looks like a traffic cone. Then we see that Meredith is in her... has an IV. And Lisa said, no wonder she was good at churning butter. She knows how to milk things.
You're right.
They're being shady in their confessionals, too. Yeah. Lisa's always kind of too shady, though. Mm-hmm. But the funniest shot is them showing Meredith getting glam on while under the covers in bed. Also, the dog really wants to play. Every single time we film, she just has to play. Come on, let's sit down. All right, so then we see Meredith did rally and is getting on the bus. And immediately she says, I have a question for everyone in this car. Who here has a room with a bathtub in it? And they all raise their... They basically all have a room with a bathtub except her. Mm-hmm. How many are there? There's six?
Yeah.
They literally... I guess there's two rooms with no bathtub. And she's one of them.
Yeah.
So then... She basically is, yeah, again, milking it. You saw I was white as a ghost and wanted to take a bath, and somehow I was shoved in a room without a tub. She doesn't feel respect, blah, blah, blah. And then, I guess when they were, like, waiting on Whitney, she was actually in her tub.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
She didn't want to give it up either.
Yeah. So then, there's, like, this weird scene. There's a couple of flashbacks here, but I guess... Basically, Angie was implying that Heather was going to, like, bring someone back to the room. So it's a good thing she has a tub to do it in or something like that. And then Meredith made a joke about, like, Heather opening her legs or something like that. So then now this launches another argument between Meredith and Angie that I was kind of waiting for because it never really happened. But everyone else seemed so bored when this was happening.
Right.
It's back to the same thing. She's saying, you made threats about my family. She's Meredith saying they're not threats. Blah, 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 blah. The same thing. You have to... If you say you could ruin someone's family, that's a threat. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, honey, I could ruin anything I want.
And just like anybody else in this bus could.
And Monica says in her confessional, I'm so over it. I'm about to threaten both their families. Then we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Angie says Meredith is low and dirty and classless. And in her confessional, Meredith says it gets to a point where you're accused of things over and over again. You might as well do it. Which we saw that in the trailer. And I was hoping that she would say that in her confessional. And then she would say, the rumor is this. But clearly, she's not trying to do that.
No.
But Monica's going to force it out of her eventually. But I think she thought maybe she would bring that up and, like, do that already on her own.
Yeah. Meredith doesn't want to get her own hands dirty.
Yeah. Okay, so then they sit down at the table, and Lisa's, like, really hungry. So she's like, can we get bread and Diet Coke right away? And then the waiter comes up, and she literally orders, like, the whole menu. She's like... Can we do the Brussels sprouts, and then fried calamari, and then mussels, escargot, and rolls for the appetizers?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even paying attention to that.
Do you think that production pays for the meals at all or no?
That is a great question. I have no idea.
Because obviously they have to feed them, like, food, like, legally. If they're going to film for 12 hours, they have to have lunch breaks and dinner breaks and stuff like that.
I would imagine that it's built into their budget.
Like, that's how I would think, too.
Like a trip.
But then do they have, like, a set budget that they can't spend more of at the restaurant?
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like, we'll give you this much, and if you go over it, you have to cover it.
Yeah. So then, Angie, I guess, asks, is everything good? And Meredith said she was trying to say that she was hurt on the bus, and you guys didn't acknowledge it. And Lisa apologizes. And then...
Is that one of her, like, if I'll say whatever I have to say to move on from this?
I think so, yeah. But then Whitney said, in the spirit of saying your feelings were hurt, and wanting someone to acknowledge, Lisa, the other day when you said, my feelings were hurt, wait. She basically, Lisa hurt her feelings and she wants to say it at the dinner table. And Lisa said that you didn't say I hurt my feelings and I left, so how could I know? Which doesn't make any sense. And also, Lisa this whole time keeps being like, you should have said how you were feeling. And literally, she did. Yeah. She pulled you aside to tell you exactly how she was feeling. Yeah. And you blew up on her.
And she said she was walking on eggshells around her the whole day. But it didn't feel like that.
No.
I get what she was saying about, I don't really know if you want me to address it. Especially on camera. type situation. I can see that a little bit. But the rest of it... I mean, especially everybody else was, like, mentioning and consoling it. So, it seems more like... And I wouldn't be surprised if Lisa just is one of those people, like, she doesn't know what to do with grief.
Yeah.
Because that's just not something... Like, she's not a sympathetic person.
Yeah.
Because you have to think about other people's feelings, and she doesn't do that.
Yeah. So then they kind of go back and forth, and then she's like, I guess you had a conversation with Heather where I'm, like, self-absorbed and you are making me a better person? And then Whitney said, what the fuck is that? And then...
But didn't she say that to Angie? I'm so confused.
Yeah, earlier she said to Angie, and she said it in her confessional.
Right. So it's like, so why are you saying, what the fuck is that?
I think she's saying, what the fuck is that, as in, like,
why
is Heather getting involved in this and, like, making it look like she's, like, talking shit about Lisa, basically.
Gotcha.
I will say, Whitney is, like, a secret drunk on the show. Not calling her a drunk.
Yeah.
But she gets drunk off camera and then has these fights. Where she's clearly intoxicated.
Yeah.
And it never goes her way. It's like she knew her feelings were hurt and she wanted to bring it up to Lisa, but she can't articulate it because she drank too much. And it's so hard to watch and annoying to watch because it's like, if you wouldn't do this, then we could get past it. Mm-hmm. But instead, now everyone's yelling at each other and you don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Yeah, she loses her words.
So, then this is when Heather joins in, basically, and Whitney's like, stop meddling. Heather said, I'm not. She's like, I love Lisa, I'm proud of her. And then Heather's like, that's what I said, and how's that meddling? And it just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. At some point, like, Lisa says she's a fucking bulldog. I can take everyone out. What does that even mean?
She was saying that she's being sensitive towards Whitney. Like, And when she said that, I was like, so Whitney does make you change your behavior. She does influence you because you are admitting that you treat her differently because she has, you feel she's not, she can't handle your directness.
Yeah.
Or whatever. She says it's because you think I can't handle it or because of something else. And she said the other thing.
Yeah.
So you know. So it's like, okay. So she does have an impact on you.
Yeah. I also love how Angie and Meredith cheers. Like, at least it's not us at the table.
Yeah.
Which is so funny to me because they can just, like, switch it on and off so fast. Like, they were just yelling at each other on the bus. But then now, because it's, like, their turn to be yelling at each other, they can just cheers each other and be happy.
Right.
And there's another instance I'm going to bring up in a minute that happened off camera. But... basically, Whitney is saying that Heather is, like, triggered by Lisa's church stuff one moment, and then the next moment, now they're, like, best friends, and it seems fake. And then Heather starts, like, yelling back at her, like, that's not true, that's not true. And then this is when Whitney says, shut the fuck up, Heather.
Yeah. And... which is infuriating. I would be so annoyed.
You would be.
And I would... and if it was me, there would be no more conversation with you and Lisa. Like, that would be done. As soon as, every time something productive was about to happen, I would yell. I would just make noise. Be like, you wanted to have a conversation? You told me to? Now I will not shut the fuck up.
I think it's just that this whole thing has derailed, and Heather is now somehow part of it, and Whitney just doesn't want her to be a part of it.
Yeah.
She's like, this isn't about you, why are you still talking?
And Heather even said...
and it didn't come out like that. It came out, shut the fuck up, multiple times.
And Heather was like, don't be rude about it.
Yeah.
You know? But she was. And I'm petty. So Heather should have been petty. Yeah.
But it boils down to, she says, like, just in the future, if I'm going through grief or something like that, I don't want you to, like, ignore my text. Even if you just say, like, fuck off, say that. And then Heather's like, yeah, just say shut the fuck up to their face, I guess. And Whitney's like, exactly, and tries to cheers Heather. And Heather's like, I'm not going to cheers you for that, bitch. Wow. So then...
no.
She starts talking about how Lisa's the only person who she wanted to, like, console her when her friend died, and how Lisa's been there consoling her in other times in the past. And she says, like, you guys have no idea what kind of relationship Lisa and I have.
Oh, yeah. And then Lisa said, oh, no.
Yeah. Lisa's like, oh, no.
I like on the subtitles for that, it said, oh, no, brackets, laughs. Yeah. No, but. Dot, dot, dot.
No, but.
Everybody was like, oh. Yeah. Our next bout of lesbian rumors.
I know. It didn't give that to me at all.
I know. It didn't me either. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It just was kind of a weird statement.
So then in her confessional, Heather's saying like she's not trying to ruin their friendship. Whitney can do that all on her own. And then Whitney said she feels like everyone is jealous of their friendship with Lisa. And Lisa said that isn't true of Heather. Heather's not jealous. And then Lisa said, that's not true, blah, blah. And then it starts raining. And Monica says, we've brought the bad weather. Which is so funny. And they capitalized it on the thing. Like, that's her name. So then back in the van, Whitney falls asleep. And this is what I was going to say off camera. Heather is filming Whitney asleep. I posted this on her Instagram today.
Yeah.
Filming Whitney asleep while Lisa is singing Away in a Manger. Mm-hmm. Like the little Whitney lay down her sweet head. It's just so funny to me that they can be like... It just feels kind of like what happens on the show is just very different from how they feel in real life. Yeah. Like they can compartmentalize that so easily. Like all the shit that happened at the table was the show. Now this little Instagram thing they're doing where they're all singing and happy with Whitney is real life.
Yeah. I think the fact that she like passes out right after the dinner is like
drunk.
More proof that she was intoxicated.
She said she was dead asleep and she was dreaming.
Right. And then, but I also think they do need to be careful with, because people, I don't know, what am I trying to say? There have been times in the past where housewives, you know, like, once you've been through a few seasons, you, like, you OG it. And sometimes they'll take a route of being, like, they know too much about production, and they insert themselves in a way that's, like, not authentic, and that usually doesn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think, and the ones that, like, know how to portray themselves well, but also participate in, like, what the show is, do well. So if they get to a point, it just feels like they're getting to a point where like they know they're acting a little too detached from it. Like you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes, like you said, it's like if they're compartmentalizing this so hard, like did the fight even matter at all? And people like the show because people get into arguments. I don't know, that there are stakes. It feels like if there's no stakes, then people aren't going to be interested. Yeah. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so then we get back to the house. Whitney, I guess, like, is eating some of Heather's leftovers. Which is also just not a good look immediately after fighting. And she's going to eat her leftovers. Mm-hmm. And then Heather, when she posted that video, said something like, this is for eating my leftovers, and posted that video.
No.
So then, Meredith and Monica sit down. It's the same thing over and over again. Meredith feels like Angie just pokes and pokes and pokes until she gets a reaction, which is gaslighting and manipulation 101.
Yeah, she didn't make the little hand.
I don't think she knows what gaslighting is.
Yeah, I don't either. Gaslighting is like gaslighting is the bully of, you know, how bully used to be used yeah. way too much, you know, in non-bullying situations, and now gaslighting is the same.
But so she thinks that by calling it a threat, that's gaslighting. But what Meredith did was a threat.
Yeah.
So Meredith's gaslighting.
Yeah. Gaslighting, what is gaslighting to you?
It's like somebody trying to make you think that your version of things is wrong.
Right. Instead of, it's when somebody is saying, like if they lie and then you call them out on the lie, instead of like backing off, they double down
yeah.
and say, oh no, you're crazy for thinking my lie isn't true, basically.
Yeah, which is what Meredith's doing, by trying to say it wasn't a threat.
Right.
So.
So you're gaslighting. So she's gaslighting. Samaritan's gaslighting.
Literally. So then Monica brings up, like, these DMs that they both got that are, like, from a random person trying to tell them that Angie and her husband's businesses are shady and there's, like, bankruptcy, which, that's not shady, A. But I guess, like, the whole point of it all is that they're trying to, it seems like Meredith insinuated that Angie might be in the Greek mafia. Her family.
We've made some leaps.
Because, well, I guess they're walking around Park City, which used to be owned by the Greek mafia. And
Main Street used to be run by the Greek mafia, yeah. She said.
So, it sounds like maybe Meredith said something on that walk.
What I thought was interesting about this was that Meredith and Monica get this, out of everybody, get this DM about Angie after being seen in Park City, supposedly.
Yeah.
And Meredith sees it first and then calls Monica and says, have you seen this?
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, Monica does have the same message. Do you think that Meredith sent the DM?
Possibly.
That's what I was like.
But I don't think she would if she's now denying she knows anything about it at all.
Why? Okay, in the original message, they put a little thing up and I didn't see anywhere where it said, oh, we saw you out in Park City with Monica. Like, why would Meredith think that Monica would have got the same message?
Maybe they just, I don't know.
Because they all get DMs all the time, apparently, about each other.
That's true.
And rumors are always out there. So, it's just weird that out of everybody, unless she asked every single person except for Angie, which maybe she did, but it's just bizarre that she was like, I got this DM. Did you get this DM?
Yeah, that's weird. But apparently Meredith wants nothing to do with it on this trip. But she does feel like her and Monica are getting closer. Now, next week on, we see that that will not happen. Because, well, it's Monica's birthday. We also know that Monica cries on her birthday. So I think we're going to get that at some point next episode. They go, like, water skiing, is that what it's called? Jet skiing?
Yeah.
And then Monica mentions at the dinner party that Meredith said Angie's family is in the Greek mafia. And so then Angie is trying to be like defend her family name, all this stuff. And Lisa said, Meredith, it's done. You're done. Like, no more of these rumors that you're going to bring up. Which is just hilarious because if Meredith did it or if she didn't do it, even her vague, veiled threats of doing anything are coming back to bite her in the ass because everyone else is telling on her.
Well, and that's what I was saying about another reason with the message to Monica is because Lisa, we'll find out more, but it just was like the implication is like she's done this. She did this with me. Now she's doing it with you type situation where like, I wonder if Meredith has tried the same strategy with Lisa of like, did you get this DM, but really Meredith is the one sending it. Because she just doesn't want to be the one.
Yeah.
She always wants to stay distant from it.
Yeah.
But I would really respect it more if Meredith would just lay in. Like, if you believe it, just lean, or if you want that rumor out, just lean into it.
I agree.
I'm not advocating going after somebody's family, but, like.
But if you're going to be the one, like, last year she said it on camera to Whitney, and then that became the whole storyline. This year, it seems like she's trying to play puppet master behind the scenes, but everyone's calling her out on it immediately.
Right.
So then it's not working either.
Right.
So, like, yeah, at this point, just fucking say it out loud.
Right.
All right, well, that's the end of that. It seems like we're going to have some good episodes to come, and I'm excited for those.
Yeah, going back through it, this was a pretty boring episode.
It was, yeah. Not too much happened, but it's a setup for next week. I do hope that, like, Lisa and Whitney and Heather can just, like, hug and move on.
Well, it seems like they're pretty cool.
Well, they do at some point, but I don't know if they're going to... Like, I'd like to see them have fun on the trip.
Right.
It makes me sad when they come home from that first dinner, everyone's a little heated with each other, and they all go to bed.
Yeah.
The times I like are when everyone's having fun, they stay up drinking, and, like...
Smush their boobs on the window.
Yeah. That's what I want to see on a
wake up with
trip.
A black eye.
So, well, yeah. So hopefully we get a little bit lighter times.
Yeah.
Well, if you enjoyed that episode of Privileged Twinks, we do have an Instagram. I almost just said we do have a podcast. The Instagram is just at Privileged Twinks. I put up little memes every week along with the episode title, so that's a place you guys can comment and talk about what you thought of the episode. Our DMs are open too. You can DM us about the episodes. And it's also a place I put the links up whenever they're live, because you know they don't come out at the same time every day. But if you enjoyed this, definitely go ahead and subscribe as well wherever you're listening. And this has been Privileged Twinks. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And thank you for listening.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.